Raised with Jesus podcast is a biblically Lutheran podcast for Toledo and beyond. You've got your 10 minutes every day with Jesus right now, looking at the first portion of Ephesians chapter 4. Paul writes, "As a prisoner in the Lord, therefore, I urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called. Live with all humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as also you were called in the one hope of your calling. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in us all. But to each one of us grace was given, according to the measure of the gift from Christ. That is why it says, 'When he ascended on high, he took captivity captive, and gave gifts to his people.' Now what does it mean when it says, 'He ascended,' other than that he had also descended to the lower parts, namely to the earth? He who descended is the same one who ascended far above all the heavens, so that he might fill all things. He himself gave the apostles, as well as the prophets, as well as the evangelists, as well as the pastors and teachers, for the purpose of training the saints for the work of serving, in order to build up the body of Christ. This is to continue until we all reach unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, resulting in a mature man with a stature reaching to the measure of the fullness of Christ. The goal is that we would no longer be little children tossed by the waves and blown around by every wind of teaching when people use tricks and invent clever ways to lead us astray. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we would in all things grow up into Christ, who is the head. From him the whole body, being joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows in accordance with Christ's activity when he measured out each individual part. He causes the growth of the body so that it builds itself up in love." This is the word of our God. With the beginning of this chapter, Paul begins to spiral back outward as he had begun kind of at the 30,000 foot level, talking about back in chapter 1 about the promises of God in election, that you were chosen in Christ before the creation of the world. Chapter 2, you were redeemed, and all of us together alike were by nature objects of wrath and dead in sin, and yet at the same time, Christ is the one who raised us to life and gave us new spiritual life with him. Chapter number 3, we're all entrusted with the same mystery of God's grace and God's mercy, that in Christ he has refrained from holding us accountable for the punishment which our sins deserved, but rather, in his mercy, he gave to Christ the punishment that we had deserved. And so this is the mystery that we share, that we are now united in Christ, that we are all members of the same body and being built up into the same spiritual household as we proclaim the message of Jesus Christ to the glory of God. That kind of leads us into chapter 4, where he begins to kind of spiral back outward from that very point, that very idea and topic. And he begins to talk about the gifts given by Christ to each individual Christian and the purposes of God's church, where the purpose of God's church isn't to just sit around and twiddle our thumbs. The purpose of God's church is that Jesus has given gifts to his church for the building up of Christ's people. Just look at what he says in verses 3 and 4. Verse 3 is the big idea. Make every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, that we would bend over backwards in humility, gentleness, and love in order to refrain from breaking the unity that Christ has given to us here. And that's the attitude of the Christian. I've talked about this before, that the essence of Christianity is Jesus for you, and the distillation of God's law is love. So love one another and love God. And so in Christianity, we have Jesus for you fulfilling God's law, and now you and I live in love joyfully as God's command to love one another and to love him is a joyful command now that the Christian uses to glorify God, saying, how can I thank you, God, for all of your grace to me in Jesus Christ by loving one another? So verse 3, make every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. And then he talks about all the things that we are one in, that we are united in, one body, one Spirit, one hope, one calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, over all, through all, and in us all. So we are absolutely united. But then as he begins the upward spiral back out, verse 7, But to each one, now there's a difference. Even though we are united and absolutely the same in all these things, there is a difference. It's not a hierarchy, but there are distinctions. To each one of us, grace was given, according to the measure of the gift from Christ. And when he ascended, he gave gifts to his people. That is part of his work even today, as he rules over the church and over all of history for the good of his people. He continues to give gifts to his church, that is his saints, his believers, that's you and me. And so he himself, verse 11, gave the apostles, as well as prophets, as well as evangelists, as well as pastors and teachers. It's kind of an order there, not necessarily of hierarchy, but perhaps of scope, you know, how much authority and how much oversight that they have. The apostles were entrusted with, they obviously walked and talked with Jesus. They were entrusted with guiding the church in the early days, and God used the apostles and the prophets in the writing of his holy word. And so we teachers of God's word today, anybody who is sharing God's word as an evangelist or a teacher within God's church, or a pastor, and a lot of what pastors do is teaching also, all we're doing is using the word that Christ has given to us. And Paul reiterates that the person standing before you, the person ministering to you, even if he bears a message that you don't really want to hear or that makes you feel uncomfortable, when that message is in line with the word of God, that is one of Christ's gifts to you, that he has given this person to proclaim his word for you and to you. And the purpose of all that is verse 12, for the purpose of training the saints for the work of serving in order to build up the body of Christ. As a pastor, one of my primary goals is to get as much off of my plate as I can, to get as much off of my schedule as I can, to involve as many people as I can in the ministry of this congregation. Not because I want to just sit back and play video games or like put my feet up on the desk as though I were some lord or duke or governor or something like that. That would be silly. But when God's people are involved in God's ministry, especially in a very direct way, then they see God's word at work. And there, at that time and in those places, God's will for his people is accomplished. The will of giving gifts to his church, such as pastors and teachers and strong laymen, lay leaders especially, both men and women. Strong lay leaders are also a gift to God's church for the purpose of building up God's church. That these lay people also can look around and say, hey, here's somebody new. I can take them under my wing a little bit and speak with them, encourage them in a small group, take them along with me on a call, like an evangelism follow-up call, or maybe a delinquent visit with somebody who hasn't been in church in a while, or we just stop by and say, hey, I care about you. Where have you been? Is everything okay? Can we pray together? And it's in that where the love of Christ is made more visible, I would say, that the gift of Christ in giving to his church, his people, in giving called and public ministers of the gospel, as well as lay people who also serve in a public capacity, that purpose reaches its goal. That verse, what are we looking at here? Verse 12. For the purpose of training the saints for the work of serving in order to build up the body of Christ. That building up the body of Christ is both a depth and a breadth. It's both, this was probably a Wisconsin City Convention essay from like 1948 or so, where the guy who preached in this convention talked about widening the tent and deepening the stakes. The tent stakes. And I think that image communicates very well for what God wants to do when he talks about building up his church, both deeper roots and deeper understanding and more insight into the application of law and gospel and more ability to tactfully balance these applications in a public setting and to apply them, both law and gospel, when they are needed to be applied, and insight in doing so. That's talking about depth, but there's also breadth in the building up of the body of Christ, that many more people would come to know Jesus through his word, and that more people would come to God's church, and it would grow both in numerically, you know, quantity, as well as quality, where there's deep teaching and deep understanding and people involved in the ministry of God's church. There's a lot here, as you may have guessed, but that's going to wrap us up for today, and we'll pick it up about this part tomorrow. But the main thing to keep in mind here is that God has given pastors and teachers and laymen and laywomen who serve in God's church as a gift. He has made you to be his gift to his fellow Christians, your fellow Christians. As you look about, as you look at your own life, at your own skills and your own abilities, and at your place within our congregation here, how can you assist in the building up of the body of Christ in depth and in breadth, in quality, that is, in a deeper understanding of the Word of God, as well as quantity, that many more may come to know this Word of God? Take a minute and pray about that, that God would open your eyes and lead you to see greater opportunities in depth and breadth. You can find us tonight, 7 p.m. at 2250 South Hollandsvania Road, Maumee. You could also give us a follow on Instagram at Raised with Jesus, or tune in at YouTube. Just search for Resurrection Maumee. God bless your day.